All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
I think it took me a little while to understand what I saw.
Well, it sounds like you still don't.
Yeah, you're still coping with it.
I was like 10 or something. Like, I was shocked.
You're like, yo! This goes against all the rules they teach us in school.
If you like the Safety Third podcast, I know there's a few of you. We have more of them on our Patreon. The link is in the description below. Help support us and help us pay John, and maybe that's it. That's my whole spiel. So a bunch of episodes that are up, extra episodes that are exclusive to Patreon. Want more? Click on the link in the description. Bye. Or wait, no, hello.
I want to know, I know you are mad at me.
What did I do?
And no, it's what did
what
I
did
do?
You do?
It's what did I do? So I posted a picture of the chickens to the Discord server, and you replied Cheems triggered to the picture of the chicken that I posted. And I just want to know if you're mad at me because I spoiled the surprise of the chickens maybe a couple days early before if it was
I just pick I pick where was it? Remember?
Oh, probably media and Safety Third.
I'm looking.
They realize I'm like, oh, I posted a picture of the chicken.
Where the f is media? The hidden channel?
Oh, maybe you hit collapse on accident. Yeah. Oh, it would be way up there.
The search function in Discord doesn't fucking work. I don't even try to use it. I just like don't dig through Discord anymore. Did I react to
it? I have a question.
It was
for
like
you.
A little like a dot, you know, Cheems with laser eyes.
I just pick. Oh, I think that's funny.
Oh, really?
I think that's, to me, that's just like a.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, so it says Cheems triggered. So I thought I triggered you because either I spoiled the surprise.
No.
The chickens, or it was the fact that I was like strangling a chicken.
No, crush them.
Yeah.
They're $6 each, bro.
Okay. Okay. So you're
chickens?
Not mad at me.
No.
Wait, Nigel, have you seen them? I'm gonna go.
I saw the video on the second channel.
Oh, okay.
My first thought, my question
did you,
is...
Wait. Did you ever watch the second channel that says this video is for Now Red?
Yes.
And you never fucking answered the question.
Yeah, the problem is your question was so buried in it that I think I missed it.
You
go to battery,
through
right?
The videos? You
something,
asshole.
No. It was literally like one line and you kind of like dismissed my need to respond.
You, I can't believe you did.
What was the question?
I was asking
something
about
a battery.
Batteries.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, for the Taylor Dunn or something?
Yeah, I just needed a good title and thumbnail. So I just said this video is for Now Red and I was like dressed half naked.
Yeah. Okay.
See, you're using me. So what was your question? I'll answer it now.
I don't remember. It was not important. What were you going to say about the chickens?
Oh, I was going to say that. What are you doing to mitigate bird flu?
Oh, I'm embracing bird flu. This is a bird flu household.
Yeah. I hope it starts here.
If it doesn't, we'll do bird flu 2.0. I actually, like, what the fuck are you supposed to do?
I cough on the birds every day.
Yeah. I piss on them. I'm not sure if I'm helping, but it makes me feel powerful.
Just don't get too close to them.
I have, it's too late. Well, I mean, really, where's the bird flu? They either already have bird flu.
Yeah, or where are they going to get it from?
Wild birds?
Me?
Yeah, what am I? I'm
wild
bird.
Birds can wild birds can give it to them.
Well, then, don't worry.
Why don't more people have it, then? If, like, wild birds have bird flu and...
Yeah. Explain that.
Quite a few people have caught it.
Dude, wait. Flavored Zins. What would bird flu virus taste like if you had a spoonful of it?
Yeah, pure virus?
Pure virus.
That's a good question.
Has anyone ever? Can we spend fucking time?
What is pure virus?
We spent 6 months synthesizing H5N1 so that this man can eat a spoonful.
This
of
is
it.
Enough to infect everybody in the world.
Right, John's looking up. Do viruses or bacteria have flavor?
Bacteria do, because you can have that. Like, there's like yeast and. Mm. other bacteria and stuff that are part of...
Or just like
of
whatever your rotten-ass mouth flavor is when you wake up in the morning.
Yeah.
But like bacteria is big compared to a virus.
Someone says they might taste fatty because they have outer layer made of lipids. And then someone followed up said, imagine spreading a nice layer of virus butter on your toast. What's with the fascination of just like an amalgamation of something that's always like a small ingredient or a small amount? Like, I don't know why. Sort of like invisible. Like, what would, you know, like, what would some gases look like as a solid kind of thing, you know? Like, what would helium look like as a solid, even though apparently you can't do that? God.
I think like crystallize or something.
As a solid?
Yeah. Or like can.
Like a brick?
Yeah, I think you could get like a you could smoke a virus crystal.
That's sick.
Yeah. Virus crack.
What are we talking about? Something important? Oh, bird flu. You want to? Are you actually?
Yeah, I'll go get a chicken.
Your shit on.
I'll bring it in a bowl or something.
A KFC bucket. The chickens are getting really big, really fast.
I mean, isn't that what they do?
Yes, but it's somehow still surprising. The amalgamation of mass is startling. And their colors are changing, the feathers, and it's like just in just weeks. Like they're literally designed. Their entire existence is to grow as big as fast as possible and then lay eggs, which is great for us. That's all I want.
They lay eggs like every day, right? Or something?
I think like 5 times a week or something. My parents have chickens.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Imagine shitting out an egg, like the freaking chicken to egg ratio and doing that every single day. Like that can't be good. Like sometimes, you know, you have like a poop that hurts because it's big. But now imagine like the poop is like twice as big. That's a chicken's daily life.
But does the chicken care that it has the egg and just taken?
I think that chicken are like the fish. They're like not bugs, but they're like a step above bug. They're so dumb. They literally feel like a Lego Mindstorm robot.
That's a nice
way to hold the chicken.
Look at this.
Oh my
god. Little clucker.
What do you think?
Like I don't. I only shit. Warm on your balls.
Yeah. Will this thing like actually just die if we leave it
big now?
So they can like regulate something.
They survive in the wild, man. Like I think that you really would have to do something bad for these guys to die.
Can I have I want science to do something.
Yeah.
I want science to genetically modify chickens so they stay like how yours is right now forever.
Like a little cheaper. Are you a little cheaper? What are you freaking out
about?
I'm gonna
pinch your mouth shut.
Kevin.
It doesn't like that.
Animal abuse.
I think they just like being warm.
It's okay. It looks bad, but I'm just touching it.
No, he's fine. He's she. Who knows?
Oh, it's getting a thing on its forehead.
It was like
you see
rising.
That like a ridge. Does that mean it's
gonna attack you?
Wait, is that what they do? Is it like bristled up right now, or
I don't know.
Is that gonna be a
making itself big?
Did you sex the chickens?
I did not have sex with any of the chickens, but thank you for asking. I think John sexed the chickens.
Are they all females?
They're all. I actually have no idea how chickens work. Chicken crest, but tuffle feathers head point upwards. It's just genetic trait. What are you peeping about?
I guess grilled chickens get to put this thing back.
I think
annoying.
They just yell when they get away from everything else.
Oh,
just
it's like
I'm alone. Oh, it's that ugly thing.
That's a hen. Okay.
Oh, that's so loud. Ooh, it's mine or Kevin's.
Every so often, there's like a crazy audio blip.
Is it better? Man, only if we could afford better equipment. Yeah, we bought all the right stuff and we still get these stupid audio. I mean, it's because we're holding the microphone. Tugging on the XLR cables.
Oh my God, it keeps... Your voice is going crazy.
Is it? Is mine? Is that better? Is it still shitty? Like all the time? Just randomly?
Who says that? Do you
like
know?
When I move it? Like that, okay. That? Like, is it doing it now? Why is our shit so shitty?
Why is your poop so poopy?
Why is my poop so poopy? Is it Kevin's? It's like my car. We like can't diagnose it.
What if we just both do it at the same time? Then
that's called a bad experiment.
It must be something else. You know, we're talking about math and saying like you learn all this crap and then you never use it.
Yeah.
I
use math all the time.
Exactly. I have to use one right now. So basically I have to make a tube, like a little pipe or a tube from a sheet. And so if you have a 24 inch long one, how big is the tube?
Oh, that would be
about 8 inches
divided by that's 2πr is perimeter. So your perimeter is 24. They divide it by 2π. So 4 inches diameter
for 24 inch
or 6 inches.
I think it's actually 6.
Divided by
just divided by pi now.
2π.
2πr.
That's
yeah, but 2πr is just. The perimeter is just pi times the diameter. So if you have to get the circumference, if you use circumference over pi, you get diameter.
Yeah.
So yeah, 2πr gives you the r.
Right.
I'm looking for times the d.
Okay, so then that would be 8?
Yeah, about.
Okay.
About. I have a calculator this whole time. So. Yeah.
That's why I don't like r. Let's just stick to d or r. Pick one. Choose a lane, assholes.
We would have just crashed a rocket if we were both working on it right there.
Every time I do circle math, I always get tripped up. Yeah. Research and development.
Oh my God. Okay, the audio just goes crazy.
What the fuck is going on? Is the mixer fucked? Are you serious? Our $1,000 fucking Rode Mic Pro 2 is...
I just name drop it.
Fuck you, Rob. We're back. Our Rode mic, Rodecaster Pro 2 from Rode is not something, I don't know, what the fuck do people use? This is recording equipment that just gets locked in a fucking studio. You know you can't turn it off without unplugging power and USB? You have to unplug both. It'll sometimes just keep running off the USB and then get super mad saying it's not enough power. And it's like, yeah, I know. Dude. What were we talking about? Chickens? Nigel, what did you say last before our Rodecaster Pro 2 rudely interrupted our very good production?
We were talking about math.
Oh, math. And how we use it every day. And cylinders. All right, what is the circumference of your penis? That's a math problem. Using the perimeter.
12.
Mine actually happens to be 24 inches.
What unit?
Oh, I think I was doing the diameter again. I should be doing the radius.
Did I say inches? I meant millimeters.
That's what I thought. I had to correct you on that.
What's the radius?
not the radius. Also, why is it 2πr? Why not just use diameter at that point?
You can't.
I know.
I can tell you why, though. I can tell you.
Why?
There's probably some formula.
Let me explain to you. No.
Oh, that's probably for stuff where you're doing like electromagnetic. Calculate the area under the circle or something.
Oh, I mean, I don't actually know the answer. My assumption is just that diameter is just kind of a useless unit because it's not used in any other equations. So it just kind of ends up being easier to not use it.
How many times has anyone ever asked you for the radius of a circle? No one ever asks about the radius. It's only used in math. Like, literally, nobody's brain works in radiuses. You're just like, how big is that thing?
Yeah.
This big. That's okay, like that means the radius is half of that.
Yeah. Oh, it's like a 12. Okay, how big is this?
You like, imagine if McMaster sold tubes by their radius.
You're like, what pipe fittings by their radius? Ah! And then the pipe is by diameter,
yeah.
Of course.
Oh, yeah, of course. Right.
It's not confusing enough already.
No. We have to fuck this up as much as possible.
Oh, but it's still just a nominal radius. It's not like the actual radius.
The pipes are sized in standard units and the threads are metric.
But mm-hmm. Well, going back to your math, what happens if you integrate 2 pi r?
If you integrate 2 pi r over r, like, you get a cylinder volume?
I mean, just like, what's the equation?
Integration, we add... that would be r squared. Mm. 2 pi r. Dude, I haven't done actual integration in a long time. So
I had to think about it.
Derivatives, you pull away your what you're deriving. You know what? There's a whole like layer of derivatives and integrals that I don't quite understand with all like the dx shit.
So like, if you're integrating, how do you know when to stop and how do you set the division? So it's like, you know, you want to stop at some point if you're integrating
Yeah, so that's what the numbers on the weird, like, FR is, like, you integrate from here to here. And so you basically, the integral at a number tells you the entire back of it.
Okay.
And then the integral from the other number tells you the entire back of it.
Mm.
And so then you just take the difference between
the difference.
Two.
Okay.
But so when if you integrate, like, pi r squared, which you're, I mean.
To r?
If you do, like, y equals. Pi r squared.
So the pi.
Y equals 2 pi r. Sorry. Yeah. I gave you the answer. If you do like y equals 2 pi x or something and you integrate, you're just getting the function that will tell you the area point.
No, the derivative. The derivative, you lose the squared. Right? Am I stupid?
Yeah, you lose the squared. But in. Integrating, you'll gain the square.
You gain the square. So you go to r cubed.
Becomes, no, no, 2 pi r.
Yeah.
Will go to 1/2 times
r.
2 pi r, and then you put the square. So it becomes pi r squared, which
plus
is the
c.
area.
Bullshit.
Sure. But it's like you get the function, you get the area.
Yeah, I am the area of, oh, sure. Yeah. How that work? The perimeter to the area? I guess. 2 pi r. Dude,
And then if you integrate again, you get what's it called? Oh god.
A cylinder?
It's like a fourth.
No, you'll get pi r cubed over 3. And then I think there's some other part of it where the 4 comes from, which is you get like 4. Thirds pi r cubed.
Oh, for the first sphere.
This is the integration that I don't use. Like, I think 90% of my integration is by parts in software or spreadsheets. Like, I cannot remember the last time I actually integrated.
What would be the use of what you just explained, Nigel?
Somebody getting the word doctor in front of their last name.
The reason I know this, or I did this so long
like
ago,
integrate this area of a circle into a sphere.
Yeah, but that wouldn't even be just directly integrating because you'd have
okay, so I forget. Yeah, there's a correction factor. I did all this because I refused to memorize formulas. So then I was like, I'd rather learn how to derive it. I would say unless you're going into like an actual job that requires you to do like data analysis using functions and graphs, you probably won't ever.
But even then, all your integration is going to be done by just adding data points. Like everything in the real world is done with discrete data points.
Yeah.
So you just add them up.
Look, man, I don't know.
I think the last time I actually did any real calculus was for a like motion control thing where I was literally using accelerations and jerk to generate like a ramp up and a slowdown. Like that was because I was actually just like, I fundamentally was trying to figure out the acceleration, like the position based on acceleration over time. And like, that's the, like, you just like don't need it otherwise. For like 90% engineering.
I will say like the moment you
just do your brain
you just biofilter
to figure out like, you know, and then you can even refine like between 2 points, you can just estimate what you think it's gonna be.
Right.
And then like, or just like actually do the calculations to get something exactly in the middle.
Yeah, I'd be curious to know how many people actually do like real calculus for most engineering stuff versus like the step by, you know, just doing it by part.
So one thing I want to say is, I mean, talking about, you know, when we said some info becomes useless, I do think I don't even know if I would say I liked my calculus classes. I thought they were fine, but I will say the moment you get past in terms of math, the moment you get past like basic variables and like geometry, it's hard to ever just like, you don't see that in day-to-day stuff, but like being able to do little calculations, like I do not necessarily real trig, but sometimes I'm just trying to figure out, you know, the length of a hypotenuse, and sometimes like I'm trying to map something.
Do you know how I do that?
How?
In CAD. I do all my geometry in CAD.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Like there's no fucking world where you're going to convince me to calculate the sides of this triangle. Get the fuck out of here.
I know.
I'm drawing this shit on a computer and letting it solve it for me.
So and the number of times I do stuff like that is pretty low. But I think even like little things, like just understanding little facts about shapes and stuff that you learned in geometry, I think it does end up being useful for everyday things.
100%.
Especially, but I think the moment you get into calculus and you're doing like, you know, derivatives, unless you're going into, you know, a certain field, I just don't think you may never see. I've personally never had to integrate or derive for anything.
No. I think fundamentally it's important to understand how it works. I wish they had a little more application. Like, I think there's a lot of like maybe signal engineering.
Oh, definitely.
Where you probably need stuff like this, but I just feel like in practical engineering, like most engineering, you're just kind of like getting it done, if that makes any sense.
What,
like,
I think the most important thing you can, not the most important, a very important thing, obviously in math, besides like, you know, basic arithmetic and stuff, I find that understanding a variable for me, like how to solve for a variable, was one of the most important things or useful things I learned.
Like algebra too?
Yeah, like just simple algebra. Yeah.
Algebra is probably the most important math. Like one of the most
where you're like, if Tommy has two apples and Sally has three apples, I remember when I first tried to learn it, I didn't get it. So I tried to do the classic, you just kind of guess and like you just make it up in your head. And I've met a lot of people who never did algebra or got it. And I would ask them a question and they would just do that. They would just go, they would approximate the number. Yeah. And I'm like, this is
just making shit up. That's like Joe Rogan, like, dude.
But I'm like, hey, you could just do, this is a variable, that's a variable. You write it down. I'm like, in 2 seconds, I have the exact number. But
well, you asked
like,
me
like,
how big of a circle you could make with that pipe. And I just did divide by three. Cause
that's like, fine though. That's fine.
Yeah. Cause I just know, I don't even know exactly. It's like this, you know, I'd have to look it up, the circumference of a circle.
But like, even that is good to know in the sense.
2 pi r.
But even in the sense of if you're just knowing little things like that, being if you have a circle this big and you're like, yeah, the diameter should be roughly a third, I think that is pretty valuable.
You know, I just realized that my trick for remembering the difference between circumference and area is literally how the formulas were derived. It was like,
I thought you were saying you didn't know the difference between circumference and area. I was like, wait,
I said
what?
How I remember is like, the formula, the perimeter is the smaller one, which is the two in the front. And then the area is the two up top. And it's like, wait, the two just moves. And then you're like, oh, yeah, that's the two just moves because
the squared should give it away because the unit for area is a square.
Yeah. I mean, like, yeah, but I'm just, if I sit down and think about it for a long time, I could answer it like that.
Like, you know, you're like, if my answer should be square centimeters, I want to use the
human
formula.
Brain works off of fucking tables, man. You just, you give me,
yeah, it's like, seriously, it's like
multiplication
table.
Tables. You don't actually know anything. You just sit there and
the funniest thing,
you shit that result really quickly. And then
here we go. Try this one.
You want my 1 second answer or my 60 second answer?
What I did in high school, which I thought, I don't know why I did this. When I went to geometry or whatever it was, I was anti-calculator. I thought that anyone who used the graphing calculator.
You
was
are
lazy.
The fucking. You're that kid,
no,
bro.
Wow.
So, no, and the thing too is, I don't think my parents bought me one. That's so it might have been a coping mechanism, but regardless, you had all these people being like,
teacher, you forgot to give us homework.
No. Kevin, I slept in my math class, and my teacher asked me if I had a medical problem.
And you're like,
I'm never awake.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, but
it's a breakdown.
He's like, you just fall asleep every class. Are you okay? And I'm like, no.
No.
But what I did instead, do you remember when you learned like the unit circle?
I have erased that from my memory.
Yeah.
I've never used it. I will never use it.
I refuse.
Yeah, dude. It's like the units, and then they're like subdivided into other.
No, that's some fucking. That's some turbo boost
to learn
shit.
It. Yeah, I looked at the circle.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I think I told my teacher. I'm like, no. I don't believe in this. And he's like, what do you mean? And all my friends were memorizing it, and I'm like, no. I refuse, and I will not learn the unit circle.
I've used cursive in my life more than the unit circle. It can go fuck itself.
I know, and they really
never
pounded
this. Fucking show this
they
shit to kids, and they're going to be like, us, yeah, dude. I fucking hate math. Some circle with some bullshit around it? I don't understand this. You know, like, I would have to stare.
I would have to
spend a fucking hour to understand what the fuck is going on in this goddamn circle, and I'm a degreed engineer.
Yeah.
Like, abso-fucking-lutely not.
What,
get out
what
of here with
I
your
did,
circle line bullshit.
What's the other one? It does it with like sine and cosine and
I don't care.
Other ones.
I'm not
There's
looking at the circle. If
like
I have
that.
To do the unit circle, I'm getting a different job.
Yeah. So that's the thing. I looked at the unit circle and I protested. I said, I will not learn this.
They were like, what's the fucking worst way to explain this to kids? And they're like, what if we just fucking dump it all into a single circle and
single
give it
picture.
Some shitty fucking name? Nope. Nope.
So
look at that shit.
No, get the fuck out
I
here.
Know,
you should bring
bro.
That shit on this fucking screen.
So
you. Fuck
you. That's the trigonometry what I'm
you.
Talking about.
Go fuck yourself, unit circle. Get the fuck out of here with the fucking red line, yellow line, green line bullshit. You can't even keep it in the circle. It's leaving the fucking circle.
So this is something that I think
varicose.
Is funny.
Varicose veins are going to give me my fucking face.
In my brain.
My
and aneurysm.
Bursting.
God. The reason I think it's funny is because
this
that
is so. This
is
absolutely
one,
the least useful thing I've ever seen in my fucking life. It makes me so mad.
So people when I was in that class would
Fuck.
Memorize it. And
no.
That's why people hated the class or part of it. Because you had to memorize the unit circle. And you know what I did? I refused. You know what? The first test I got when he said, draw the unit circle.
No.
I left it blank.
Yeah.
And I think I wrote, I did not learn this purposely.
Nope, I refused.
I was so angry. And the.
You're like, it's worth the, 10 points on this test.
Yeah, I
don't. It's
not
worth the brain
I didn't care.
Space.
I didn't care. I protested. It didn't work for me because everyone else got it. And I just got zero on that question.
No,
But instead, I looked at it and I realized. It's an entire memorization like exercise for no reason, because all it is that I'm pretty sure it's just cosine, cosine, sine, cosecant, or I don't remember what
it
was. So you
but those
just
are
have
just like
to,
the math, that's just, yeah, the formula
no,
that represents
you can derive
it.
Anything in it by just typing in the same trig functions over and over.
But then you still have to know like which one is sine, which is cosine, tangent.
Yeah, but that's way easier to remember. Yeah. Don't memorize any of this. You just go, sine is this quad. You just have to remember sine is this because sine covers like positive whatever. Sine errors on the calculator when you do negative, I think.
Oh,
I don't know
okay.
which one negatives. So you can literally on the test figure out what quadrant is it in by
just
putting
in
the numbers.
Yeah.
And then you just go, if I assume it's a 1 and I do and it's a whatever and this angle of 90 degrees, you can just get the answer of what, the √3/2. You can just do it. So I refuse to memorize anything. I figured that out after the first test when I got 0. I was like, this is not sustainable.
In
I was like, they don't teach that.
in storytelling and like marketing and every other part of life, like when you're trying to communicate information to people,
oh yeah,
you have to omit information. If you include too much information, people will not understand what's going on, like, because they don't. You need to like help
them
connect the
dots. How do I make it so everybody can understand this?
And then the fucking asshole who never heard that sentence in his life came up with the unit circle.
You
like,
open up your textbook for the day and you see this.
And you're like, I'm fucking checked out, bro.
I'm done.
You know, I'm pretty sure like 3 blue, 1 brown is the only asshole who could describe the unit circle to me in a way I'd understand.
I think the problem with the education is this. Like, when the teacher presented that, right?
Mm-hmm.
People in the class said, oh my God, I have to learn this. My reaction was, I will not learn this. I will find a way because I'm not going to go, oh, I tried and I failed. I'm not trying. This is not something I'm learning. So I will find a way to never have to learn it. And you know, I think the unit circle just traumatized everybody in the class.
You know who likes the unit circle? People who already understand the concepts that the unit circle is trying to describe.
Yeah, that's
like,
true.
The unit circle does not fucking explain anything to me. It only is great for people who already understand what the fuck is going on fundamentally, and the unit circle helps them, like, it's a shortcut to it.
Yeah.
I don't know if that makes any sense. It's like...
No, it does. It's kind of like... It's kind of, I mean, a very, maybe not a good example, but it's like, if you were to be like, I don't get this concept, and I just throw a formula at you, you're like, great, that doesn't... It's great for me. If I totally get it, all I have to do is look at the formula and I'm reminded of everything I learned and it all clicks. But if the guy doesn't get it, you just show him a jumble of numbers and other stuff. It's like, it doesn't explain anything and it just creates frustration and anger.
I consider myself pretty fucking good at figuring shit out. Like,
I never figured out the unit circle. Well, I did, in a way.
Literally, I look at this and I'm like, absolutely not. I'm not even going to try to, like, I can, like, if you put me in a situation where I have to try to learn how something works, I can generally usually do it, even if it fucking takes forever.
Yeah.
This fucking circle makes me irrationally angry when I look at it, because I swear to God, the problem is any teacher, like the teacher that I learned this with, fucking doesn't understand what it is either, and they just teach it to you like a chart you need to remember.
But it just, it doesn't make any, because like I said, I forget.
What
I
is
forget.
It even? Is it the I fucking even... ratio of the sides of a triangle? Like, is that what it is? The hypotenuse is consistent and you're changing the shape? Like, is it supposed to show you the relationship between sine and cosine and all the inverse ones? Like,
I think it's combining the concept of radians, I think, with...
Yeah, because it's got like the inner number and then the outer number.
Do you know what?
So
no
it's
one
like
ever
degrees,
explained?
Radians, and then... fraction.
Can we talk? I want to talk about one of the fundamental problems of the unit circle.
We still don't get it.
Here is to me the fundamental problem with circles. What the fuck is pi?
I saw a cool graph demonstrating this. You take a circle, you unroll it.
Wait. And you saw this where?
Online.
When?
After high school.
After high school. Okay. You're in high school and
you
learn about circles.
You know what I'm talking about.
They tell you about this fucking number called pi.
Yeah.
It's very important.
This one.
Whee!
And why did you only learn what pi was until after high school?
I mean, like, I knew what it was, but...
You knew what it was?
I didn't, like...
Did you know what it was?
I couldn't conceptualize until I maybe saw this.
But, like, what the fuck is pi?
Oh, I don't know. Like the circumference of a circle?
What? No, like, what the heck? It's just a fucking the radius, but like the fucking radius of a circle.
Well, yeah, the radius
to,
of a circle, yeah.
Like divided by or fucking times 2 pi, whatever, it just happens to be the circumference for some fucking reason.
Yeah,
that's like some.
Well, what do you mean?
What is pi?
The ratio of circumference to diameter.
When did you learn that? Where the fuck does pi come from?
Just circumference over diameter.
What the fuck does that mean?
Because, keep going.
Because it's a fixed ratio.
Like, a ratio of what? Why is it important? Like, where the fuck? Why is this fucking magic number that is like
so many different things?
All they fucking teach you is formulas. I swear to God. And you're sitting there.
I'm not explaining further than that. It's just like the concept of you have a circle, right? There's a radius, diameter, and when you raise it and the ratio of why? The diameter and the,
why?
What do you mean?
Well,
why?
Yeah, of course, because that's how circles work. You know, why is it special?
If
though?
I was a teacher, I'd walk in like some, for some fucked up reason.
That's like saying,
I have no fucking idea why. But so the radius happens to go around the perimeter of a circle about 6 point. Whatever, yeah, so I'll give, I'll give
you, also, if you have a example. Square, both sides are always going to be exactly the same because it's a square, and that's just
we,
how it be.
We fucking made that. That's up. How we made that up.
No, but well, I have a question. I have a question. Yeah. So in the same way, if you have a square,
yeah,
right. A square,
yeah,
a perfect
and you,
square.
You made a diagonal from one vertice to the other,
yeah,
and then you made the square bigger. That would also be a fixed ratio, right?
Yeah, it's like what fucking square root two.
Yeah, like it would always be a fixed ratio in relation to one of the sides. I mean, it's the same thing. It's just an inherent property of the shape.
Okay, but
literally
why is it
literally fucking nobody ever said that to me? They just said, this is how you calculate a fucking circle.
I didn't actually
asshole.
Know. I didn't really,
really?
Even think
where
about that.
Where the fuck did pi come
diameter
from?
Diameter
like,
to
well,
the circumference?
It's the radius. Like, I'm like, what do you mean it's the fucking radius? And like, what
I thought
are you talking
about, it,
about?
I just thought about it. It's like you have a circle and like it's like a little animated thing. If you always like, if you made the circle bigger and like the diameter was there, if it's like an animated thing.
Did they
thing
teach you,
like
did
circle,
you learn this in high school?
I didn't learn anything in high school.
I mean, that's what I'm saying is they teach you how to calculate the fucking perimeter of a circle, but they never explain to you there's this just magic number that fucking exists. Like,
yeah.
Pi just feels like something that got pulled out of someone. Like, did how Sir Isaac Newton discover pi? Like, what the fuck? Where did pi come from? They never fucking explain to you. Like, to me, pi was always, like, pi is the magic formula you use for circles. It was never explained to me.
Yeah, just there.
Like, no one ever said, like, imagine someone said you have to put gas in a car, but you have no fucking idea what the gas does.
So the reason
that's pi to me.
But the reason why it ends up, like, coming into effect is kind of like what we talked about before, where if you go pi times diameter is the circumference, then you simplify that to 2 pi r is the circumference.
Yeah.
Right? Then you start doing, you know, other math, like you integrate it and you get pi r squared is the area, and you start to then put those things and those concepts into other things. Then that's why pi appears in things that you're just kind of like,
I
have
but
no
that,
idea
but that's
how
what
pi
I'm
is
saying
in
is
this
like
equation.
They like there's this fundamental, like they will teach you the unit circle before explaining what might literally be the simplest concept of a circle. That is pi is hard coded
into a circle.
Yeah. Into a circle between, the, like, for some fucked up reason, the ratio between the diameter of the circle and the perimeter of the circle, if you wrap it around, is
it's
pi.
It's just yeah.
Nobody,
just,
the fact that I fucked that clicked for me years after learning all this shit, like, actually made me mad.
So it's funny because my teacher, I guess, presented it just like how you're saying. And I think they presented it in a way that kind of is like, you know, how pi is a bit mystical. They kind of said it like that. They're like, they vaguely remember this. It's kind of like they go, and it's crazy. Like you make if you make the circle 2 times as big, and they go, and then you draw, you have the diameter.
The same.
They're like they go, you divide it, and they're like, okay, look on the board. We have a circle that's 3 times as big. Let's draw the line.
How did they calculate pi? How did they come up with pi? Where did pi come from?
I'm saying
how do they do it? How do you do it? Do you know how to do it? How do you fucking calculate pi?
I had somebody on the board. We literally took a string and put it around
the circle. I didn't ask how you measure pi. How do you calculate pi?
What do you mean? Like mathematically?
How the fuck do you figure out what pi is mathematically?
The ratio. You use
the circumference. The unit circle.
Really?
Like legit.
All I'm saying is there are some fundamental concepts
you use
of circles
the unit circle
that are
will.
Literally never explained. Like you're trying to get kids to understand math and they're sitting there not actually knowing what the fuck pi is.
Should have listened during the unit circle class. Because what you do
is you think
skill
what,
issue.
You think really? The asshole who was teaching me about the unit circle fucking knew any of the answers to
so
this
question? So what you do is
intuitively?
You
no. Just he's reading out of a textbook.
Yes.
Will, you gotta listen to me. You take a circle. Yeah. And you set its radius as one unit on a Cartesian plane,
yes.
Right?
Bada bing,
and
bada
that,
boom.
Yeah, and that way you can then use like the cos and sine and other stuff with the, and then you choose different angles, and then bada bing, you look at it and look 5 pi/6 or something, and I don't remember.
What does that tell you then?
No, but you can get, because you know the radius compared to there's. I remember doing all the derivations where it simplifies to having pi in that, and then you can, I don't know.
I think society pretends like everyone doesn't have a sixth grade reading level. You have these like just pompous fucking smart people who like can't help keep things like super smooth, like afraid to dumb shit down.
Oh yeah.
For me, the kid who's seeing this shit for the first time, it's like pretend like, you know, it's like explain to me like I'm five, and they like can't help but explain it to me like I'm 10.
They do that with history. They teach you the same thing every year, and they're like, okay, this year we're going to go a little bit more into Abraham Lincoln, and this is how he ran for senator before he became a president, and then like that's, and then, like,
I totally understand that you've fully fucking consumed the pie punch, but like I haven't yet.
Yeah, they don't do that with math.
Like, the teacher doesn't fucking know what pie is, but they drink the punch.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and I'm sitting here being like, I don't want to drink the punch. You can fucking tell me why I should drink the punch. Why should I just believe?
Show me the proof.
Show me the stupid GIF on fucking Wikipedia. It's literally the easiest thing you could do all day.
I have a couple things to say. A, I shared a nice little image. It says about the inner circle. This website I found said, yes, it is a pain to have to remember things, to memorize all the inner circle numbers, but it will make life easier when you know them. Not just in exams, but other times when you need to do quick estimates.
Of course. Wrong. Just remember, okay, 45 degrees.
Wrong.
That is why people quit school. Also,
dude, that's what I'm saying is we pretend like everyone is not fucking stupid.
Owning a boat comes with a number of perks, like being able to say ahoy or land ho and not feel weird about it. So here's another perk. GEICO's boat insurance offers access to the largest towing fleet on the water. And with specialist support from agents that are as passionate about boating as you are, there's so much value that you'll want to say, shiver me timbers, and not feel weird about that either. Get more with GEICO.
So you can actually...
You know why calculators sell so well? The people hate the unit circle.
Yeah. You can actually just kind of remember what kind of calculations you probably need to do for this problem you're looking at and then go look it up online.
No, I draw it in CAD.
Yeah, or that. Yep.
So
I'm
think
not doing these fucking triangle bullshit.
All you need to do is know like vaguely how you need to solve the problem.
Yeah.
And then that's all you need.
If an engineer actually spent their time doing unit circle shit, I would fire them. Like, what the fuck are you doing? Do it in CAD. I don't give a shit what you're doing. Draw it, do it in like some, like, why are you spending time that you're being paid for to do it with the unit circle? Are you fucking kidding me? You would take twice. Okay, you're hiring an engineer to do a job.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And they're like, I could do it with the unit circle and it'll cost you $300. I could do it with a fucking computer and it'll cost you $50. Which option do you choose?
I can, like, you want me to, like, write it out and show you the work?
Like, I buy organic apples because I think it's more real.
You're not going to understand the work, but I can do it for you.
Like,
I have a question for you. And apparently, I'm trying to figure it out. Pi is calculated using the unit circle in some way, but they use words like...
I think for me, I don't need to know exactly where pi, like how to calculate pi. Like, for me, I just need to understand that this thing did not appear out of thin air. It's the same with, like, Euler's number. Euler.
Oh yeah, it's E. E.
What is E? I mean, I have a general
idea.
It's
like
it's like fucking pi, but for derivative.
But E is the opposite of ln.
Isn't it? No, it's like the integral derivative cross section.
Ln E is 1, right?
Negative 1, right?
I don't know.
Is it Euler or Euler? I never know.
I always thought it was Euler.
I think it's Euler.
Both, right? Oh, jeez.
It's spelled Euler, but pronounced Euler, I thought.
It's like, nope. I'm not going to fucking say anything.
Yeah, this one threw me through a loop in high school, dude.
Where does the E come from? And it's just like
2.7?
LNX equals log underscore EX. And I'm just like, this is why people fucking quit.
I've actually never used that in my adult life.
The thing
that I know of, unless some formulas like
this is something that I've, for example, I have a question for you, Kevin.
What?
Because I think you know more, no offense, I think you know more chem than Will does.
Okay.
You know, no offense to Will.
No, dude, none taken. I took fucking one chem class in college. You think I'm going to get mad?
Where, I don't know if the question, I'm trying to formulate it properly. It's kind of like, I guess one question I could ask is like, what came first, Avogadro's number or the mole? And how was Avogadro's number defined? How was it quantified?
It's the number of atoms in a mole.
Yeah, but what came first, the Avogadro's number or the mole?
Oh, probably the mole.
And how do you count? How do you count all those atoms?
It's got to be just a mole came first, and then it was probably like super. It was probably like not standard at all, but it was probably just meant like a certain amount of a substance. No, actually, they probably knew.
So,
like, molecular mass of a mole. Like, if we take much stuff and this much stuff, it'll all react. So they probably like worked their way towards finding out.
So my question to you, Kevin.
Okay.
Is how did you take chemistry?
This is a philosophical question or a real question?
No, I'm just, okay. This is just like something I think is like problem with the schooling system in regards to chemistry. How did you take a chemistry course where they talked about a mole, but they never really told you?
Oh, yeah.
What it was or where it came from. Because the definition nowadays, if you look it up and you go, what is a mole? They go, oh, it's Avogadro's number. 6.022 times 10 to the 23 atoms. And for years, I was like, why? Why would you choose that? Like, none of this makes any sense. And if you look it up everywhere, the definition is always, it's Avogadro's number. And there is kind of like, if you look it up, that's what it'll tell you.
Yeah.
If the real answer, it's funny because I would ask some people, even PhD chemists, they draw blank. They're like, I don't know. Then I asked another friend once, he just knew the answer. I'm like, how do you know? He goes, because it made no sense and I thought about it a lot. Like, nobody tells you. And the answer is just when the periodic table was being made, the concept of the periodic table is that hydrogen was set as a reference unit.
Okay.
As one, arbitrarily set to one, and all other elements were related to it. So it's like, that's why hydrogen's one, and a mole didn't exist at the time. They just arbitrarily defined 1 gram of hydrogen as that. That's what it was. And then they just then did reactions to find equivalence to that.
Yeah, that's what I was going for in my...
They just said, they said 1 gram of hydrogen, I think, was one mass unit. I forget exactly how they did it. And then they
figured out like that's actually how many atoms of hydrogen there are.
There was random because it was Dalton who I think did that, and there was people around at the time who were burning hydrogen with oxygen in a pipe, and they were varying the ratios, and they kept going. They're like, if we start with low oxygen and change the amount of hydrogen, and then vice versa, they're like, in both ways, we always get to a perfect fraction where we get the most water.
Yeah. Clever.
And so Dalton saw that, and if you do little math, he screwed up because he thought water was HO. So, but if you do the math, it divides out that oxygen, based on the mass of water you get, is 16 times the mass. So then he set oxygen as 16. Because you put in the perfect ratio was 2 grams of hydrogen and 16 or whatever, 16 grams of 2 grams of hydrogen, 16 grams of oxygen gave 18 grams of water. And that was like the peak in their little data table. So then with a basic math, you're like, okay, oxygen weighs 16 times as much. Then from oxygen, you can burn it with all the metals. So you can build the whole rest of the table out. And then at one point someone's like, hey, we should just call that a mole. But then the whole thing was, what is that? They're like, okay, all the ratios make sense, but what is a mole? And physicists figured it out.
Yeah. Oh, it's like the actual number of atoms in.
It was a whole different adventure. You know
what? Yeah. That story, but chemists makes don't care. Me feel like the people who figured it out were stupid and they were just trying things until they figured it out. I mean, and I'm like, okay, I can accept that. Like, otherwise, it makes me feel like I'm some fucking idiot who's like joining this conversation about things that I literally cannot even begin to fathom where this 20 feet.
That's how we made rockets.
The thing that that kills me is when they go, why is there 12 grams in a mole of carbon? And it's like, I think it's that. Like the way they quantify it, it has it's sound. All done with like nuclear chem and the degradation of like, you know, carbon 13 and stuff. And you're just like, that doesn't tell me anything. The reality is they just burnt it with oxygen. Mm-hmm. And you can just find your ratios.
I feel like you need science to be explained by like, you almost want like the dumbest person in the field to explain it to you. Because the smarter or like more experienced somebody gets in
they'll use too much
science,
like
they just fucking assume that you know all these like basics.
Yeah. Like when you go try to install a program on GitHub and it doesn't even tell you the dependencies.
Just,
they just
let me download the EXE, you asshole.
Yes.
Give me the fucking Bitcoin miner. I don't give a shit. I'll pay for it. I know. Yeah. I'll pay for it with my CPU compute.
Yep.
I think an example that I think of is it's just that's just how science progresses. And kind of like what I think needs to happen is I don't think it's teaching people dumb things. It's like that's how you understand the concept. So like if you look up the definition of a meter, the original definition, I could be wrong, it was something like how far a like a certain pendulum swings in like, it was like a very real life thing. The
King's nuts.
Something. It was a very real life thing.
Imperial
that you
unit.
You could understand. But if you look up the final most
how
accurate
far the
definition.
King's imperial unit swings.
if you look up now the definition, I think it's how far light travels in 1/c in a vacuum. Sorry. It's like whatever. It's like it literally is because you know light speed in meters a second in a vacuum. So they're like, oh, a meter is 1/ that or something in a second. Like you just derive it by, you know, doing the division. And they're like, well, that's a meter. And you're like, that tells me nothing.
Well, they need something.
No, but I'm saying that is the most accurate way to do it because they know the speed of light in a vacuum. But as somebody, I would be like, I have no idea what that means. And to me, that's the same as when they define a mole as Avogadro's number. But you're like, that's not how it started. Right. That's just like what we have now. But if you go back and figure out where it started, you're like, oh, I can get a pendulum swinging. Like, that makes sense.
Well, I feel like in programming, it's called magic numbers. Is where you need to just throw a fucking number into something. Like if you have just a number in your program, like let's say you just have like my output is degrees and it's like degrees equals.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Sensor reading this times 4892.3. And everyone's just like, what the fuck is this number?
Yeah.
Like that. It's a magic number that just makes it work and it has zero explanation as to why.
That's like, I was actually just making I have like analog panel meters. Mm. So they give you, you know, it's like 0 to 10 milliamps full scale. And I have to make like a resistive divider to measure something. And it's basically like, you know, I don't really, I ended up just like putting resistors on until it maxed out.
Yeah.
And so it's like, I don't know what the resistance is, but it's like, it's just like the magic number that's in there.
It
that
just left
works.
There. Fucking epoxy in place.
Yep. And also, so like, you know, say you want to make like a resistive divider and then like, you know, you take the shunt voltage of the bottom resistor. If you're going from 2000 volts and you know, you want 5 milliamps from 2000 volts, you just do Ohm's law.
Yeah.
And that's a handy one. You know, it's like, we're talking about algebra. It's like, you know, you can rearrange it in any order to figure out the rest of, you know, you can figure out, okay, if I have this resistance, like what would be the voltage at this current or, you know, whatever. What you can't figure out intuitive, like from these set of calculations is, well, you can, but it's the wattage, how much heat the resistor is dissipating.
Right.
And there's a lot of ways that you can get 5 milliamps out of 2000 volts. A lot of them are going to dissipate a shit ton of heat.
Right.
If you do it wrong. So I didn't think about that when I designed this resistive, like the voltage divider. And my resistor, my little eighth watt resistor, ended up dissipating 400 watts of heat.
Let's go.
All at once. And then I'm like, oh yeah.
I think my favorite electrical formulas are power equals volts times current.
I squared R.
P equals IR.
Yeah,
because you can twist that 7 different ways.
Yeah.
And then V equals IR.
Wait.
I equals R squared.
Yeah,
times...
P's VI. I squared R.
Yeah, I squared.
And then the
times
third
R.
one's curse that no one uses.
What's the third one?
I don't know. I think it's a fraction.
I just like
V being, over R. I don't know. It's like some cursed one.
Being able to go from like from power to everything else is just
yeah. I forgot power.
Power
and that one got
yeah.
me.
Because wait, yeah, that's I think those are that's
yeah. It's
like,
V. The third one's V squared over R. That one is cursed.
V squared over R equals power.
It's VI, I squared R, or.
You just take the think, you just take the either of
or
them
V
and
shove squared
them in the
over
other
R.
One
to yeah, get,
like, that to me is the worst one though.
And I was mentioning this because like you were talking about algebra and like substituting.
Yeah.
I think like you know this is a good example because I guess like this one's pretty easy. But then you get like longer expressions that get like really complicated, and you're like, wait, how do I rearrange this to actually
V equals IR
solve for something else?
It's just like a fundamental ratio with like no constant.
Yeah, yeah.
And so you're just like
yeah.
this and this and this. Like to me, it's like. Yeah. It's like the square, like the sides are equal. You're like, great.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, I
to me,
trust
that's
it.
Too perfect, though.
Huh?
The fact that V equals IR exists, I know it's not a, I know it doesn't perfectly model things, but the fact that it's like close enough and it's such a simple relationship.
Is it?
There's something else going on with the universe.
Are they just like linear and then they just like picked a number that just like, cause
oh, like a magic number.
Yeah,
thing.
Like what is amp? You know, are we talking like, is the yeah. magic number hidden in the fact that nobody actually knows what an amp
is? That
is?
Like
no, it's,
how resistors are standardized so it fits?
What is
I'm saying it's too,
do we know what an
it's
amp
too
is?
Linear.
It's a mole of atoms that flows
that's
through
what I'm
a conductor.
What, that's,
wait,
that's
you say?
The part
what?
About V equals IR that I think we don't know. And it's, yeah. just, it's just fucking, they just shoved it in there.
Wait, what? Yes. What are you saying?
Like nobody, like what is an amp? It doesn't really matter. Everyone just kind of
shoves
all the magic numbers into amp. Or...
Coulombs a second.
Huh?
What the fuck is a coulomb now, huh? Explain that one.
Yeah, what's a coulomb?
One.
A coulo.
A charge.
It's how, yeah, but okay.
A coulomb? No. I think a coulomb is a...
It's a unit of charge.
I want to say it. It's like an Avogadro's... No,
it is.
Like,
yeah, yeah, it is.
Yeah.
V it
equals
is.
IR. They fucking did it right. They took all the stupid ratios and shoved them into other shit that we don't need to fucking think about.
Yep. They standardized like VI and R already yeah. ahead of time.
They hit it all in Coulomb or whatever it is.
Yeah, Coulomb.
yeah, Coulomb is equal to the charge of 6.28 times 10 to the 18 electrons or protons.
I'm so glad that electrical engineers don't have to deal with that shit.
Yeah.
I mean, they teach it to you with capacitors and whatnot.
So a Coulomb is
oh.
the...
That means nobody. I'm not a real analog engineer if I'm not counting my amps and coulombs.
Yeah. They put always put it in data sheets too, like. Ugh. But nobody, everybody I know, just what? Uses like they're like, oh my god, just tell me how much capacidence like, it is, and stop telling me coulombs.
So one other thing I wanted to say is like just going back to the whole mole thing. If you were to just with no knowledge, how if let's say let's go back to the time where you know what a mole is, right? Yeah. Chemistry kind of works. The concept of a mole exists, and everyone's like, this is an amount of atoms. How many are there? It's like. How do you count atoms?
Slowly.
How would you do it? You can't. You can't.
No, well, let me think about
this. My mind
let
in
me
school.
Think. Let me think.
I was going to say in school, I'm not going to tell you. It's like in school that blew my mind because everyone's like, oh, they count it. And you're like, how? And there are some like school experiments they show. But it's like you can't count them. And so I think if you look later on, they're like, oh, it's based on radioactive decay with sensors. And I'm like, okay, that doesn't explain anything to me.
Hmm.
There's the first way it was kind of done.
You do it with like buoyancy and like ideal gas laws to know that something's shrinking or
I think
like pressure.
I think the ideal gas laws, that was the first approximation that was used to get Avogadro's number,
nice.
But it was off by like multiple orders of magnitude.
Shit.
The next one was pretty. The next major one was pretty simple, but also kind of brain dead. Got very close. The third one, Faraday. I think it was Faraday who.
Oh, okay. By probably using freaking coulombs and measuring how much electrochemistry or whatever.
So the first one with the gases, they knew that gases of the same moles. Occupy the same volume, the same regardless of the gas, one mole occupies the same volume at zero, at STP, like at zero C. And I forget exactly what he did, just by some volume stuff or whatever, he was able to estimate things. I forget, by the mass and then the volume, he got close. The next one was oil on water, because there's, what's it called? I forget exactly what it is, but certain fatty acids
will spread out into like a...
They spread out onto water, and if you put the drop, you can spread it out so it forms a monolayer on the liquid, so it just has like that refractiveness. But it's literally one layer, and it orients with like the polar part with at the water and then like the hydrophobic part up. And by knowing how much oil you dropped on and like the surface it's on, you can do some calculations. But what messes me up, and this is what I'm remembering, if you look this up, there's a high school science experiment. In order to derive the Avogadro's number, you needed to know the molar mass of the oil. And that's what blew my mind. I was like, wait, how do you know the molar mass if you don't know Avogadro's number? Then it goes back to what I said with burning everything. So you can figure that out. But it was a drop of oil on water is how they calculated the first
like, how the fuck is accurate. Quantifying how much oil you put on it the easy part?
Exactly.
I'm like,
yeah,
what the fuck? We're just making shit up all the way to the...
What do you mean? What do you mean? Line?
How do you put an accurate amount of oil on water?
Okay.
Yeah, and how do you, like, just, like, I don't believe that you can just put oil on water and then say, like, yeah, that must be, like...
Well, unless you do it on, like, a fucking lake with, like, a gallon.
Because you still don't know how big the atoms are, so how, like, if you're right next to each other, you can imagine two balls next to each other, so you automatically have an idea of how...
I have to imagine. I don't have that.
Of how big the balls are.
The problem is it was an assumption, but I think when you have one atom layer thick...
How do they know it was one atom layer thick?
It was assumed. It could have been a bit more, which is why it wasn't super accurate.
Well, if you pour a bunch of balls out on the floor, you can get it down to one layer.
One ball thick. I can see the balls.
They all had mercury poisoning too, probably. And it just like...
And lead poisoning.
Yeah.
But the third way was with Faraday, which again kind of goes back to what Will's saying is with this, you need to have very accurate ways of measuring. But I think it was Faraday took two copper plates and put them in a solution of, I think it was copper sulfuric acid with copper sulfate in it or something. And then if you put a specific amount, if you pre-weighed the plates and then put a specific amount of electricity through it for a certain amount of time and then took them off and weighed them, one plate got heavier and one plate got lighter.
Mm.
And by knowing the time and the amperage you put through it, you would know the charge amount you put through, and you know copper's 2+. You could do a bunch of math that you could actually know exactly like how many molecules of copper you moved relation to the mass. And then knowing the molar mass, you were able to do the calculation of Avogadro's number pretty accurately. But they're all like really simple experiments.
I feel like the fact that you have to have like some bizarre precisions.
Yeah, that's like the hard part. Yeah.
How did, with this like some fucking, like when did Harbor Freight start selling multimeters? Like how long ago did they do this experiment? Were they measuring any of this shit?
I think
with?
What's crazier is when you actually think about how all the science evolved, it's like in order for all this to happen, people had to refine units, because it used to be where it's like things were measured in grains and the units are trash. So it's like not only did you have to learn how to measure things better, that you also had to just come up with units that made more sense and then figure out how to weigh things accurately. And then it's like, how do you know you're weighing it accurately? Because you have nothing else that's accurate.
Yeah, so it's like all built on error, basically.
Lies,
like errors,
and deceit.
Errors keep building and building, and then somebody figures it out.
That's what blew my mind too. They're like, he measured the weight of the copper accurate to the fourth or fifth decimal. I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa.
Yeah.
With what? A fucking dead frog and a piece of string made from his wife's ass hair?
And it's like, when did he do this? 1932 or something. I don't know when it was. It was actually probably earlier than that. 1886. And you're like, huh.
These two frogs weigh the same. And if I put this copper piece on this frog, it sinks. This frog still floats. Therefore, we can deduce a frog's buoyant force to be
Avogadro's number.
One frog over...
I don't know what. Because they obviously used...
Over water.
They obviously used an analog. There's no digital scale.
We blended
using.
A frog into a smooth paste and spread it one out of on Lake Superior.
A frog contains 10 to the 27 trillion atoms.
But
imagine you have all these shitty fucking measurement systems and units, and then you like finally fix it with the metric system, but you decide to stick with the shitty ones. It's like winning the lottery, but still living at your trailer park. Like, that's fucking America.
I think, though, that if you look back at how science evolved, it is, that's just kind of part of it. Like, when you look at just how units evolved, how our understanding of science evolved, like, just getting out of the era of thinking things are made of, like, fire, earth, air, and, like, the basic elements. And
into the era of unit circles.
But, like, one of the things was, like, people would take water and they would boil it and it would go away. They go, oh, it became air. And air is just air. Like, it's
no,
nothing.
Wait. I think that they're, to some extent, were absolutely right.
And no, but they go, it became air. But
what
is
air?
Just listen, though.
Is air?
When something was dissolved in the water, it would leave behind a solid. So, therefore, the water turned into earth. And it took somebody doing an experiment that blew people's minds. He's like, I'm going to put water, because they figured out how to blow glass, right? Or just like have an actual closed container. But in glass, you're able to put like a little bit of water, and the guy distilled it. People in this book, when Dalton, I talked about the periodic table, part of his book was defining purity of water. And he had a section where he goes, from my research, I found that this is the order of purity. I think he said, pond water is the dirtiest, followed by river water, and then rain. Well, it was like, sorry, it was pond, then lake, then river, then rain, and then distilled appears to be the purest. I'm like, okay, we're really at the low end of science here. But when they discovered that, I mean, people had to prove that, like, if you made H2O by a reaction, it was the same as the H2O in a river.
Yeah.
But the guy put distilled water in a closed glass vessel, heated it up, and it disappeared. And then he said to his audience, basically, well, people he was flexing to, wait, then the water came back. It disappeared to nothing, and then it came back. And everyone's like,
they executed him.
Yeah.
And nothing else happened for 400 years.
No, but people were like, wait, how did it not become earth? And he's like, well, it's pure water. And then it's like, when it came back, everyone's like, it blew their minds. And that was the proof that when it evaporates, is still water.
Wouldn't someone have figured this out by just like, if you're cooking something and the water is evaporating and condensing on the lid, like,
The windows get
foggy. Look bad.
Yeah, I feel like there's no fucking way, and someone didn't have an idea. Yeah.
No,
were like this fucking wet air coming out.
No, I think
my
everybody
suit.
Knew, but all the like scientists were like, "Ooh,
the air above
this
your
must
suit
be what's
feel
happening."
Wet.
And the person's like, "I don't know, like steam.
Why does my suit don't make the air wet?"
Yeah.
So I don't know how to pronounce it properly. It's like phlogiston. I think that is a funny theory because people were trying to reckon with the idea that with some things you burn, they get lighter, like wood, but some things you burn, like metal, they get heavier. Because they become oxides. So the way they balanced that equation for a lot of stuff was the phlogiston theory. So it's a fire-like element that bridged the gap.
Oh no.
It was like this mystery. It was like the imaginary number of like reactions. It was like this thing they brought in to just kind of fix all of their theories because the fire, earth, and all that stuff was falling apart. So they had to now, Corey talks about this. He was like, my brother was saying, like, they had to start splitting like earth into multiple versions of earth because the certain reactions broke it. They took mercury sulfide, which was earth, but when they heated it it would become mercury metal. So therefore some earth like they had to.
They had to know though, because it's like this earth is red. It's a red rock that smells funny when you burn it, and then this earth has worms in it and doesn't do anything.
Dude. But like something's just it broke their system. So instead of remaking the system, they just completely added like patches and band-aids everywhere.
I feel like chemistry would be the worst subject to have to invent from scratch.
Oh, for sure.
Like,
oh.
It's like I feel like it's worse than RF, like radio frequency stuff. Like having to fundamentally explain and like come up with these, you know,
can't
ratios
see
and
fix any of it.
Constant. Like, and you can't see it. Like it, almost like you're stumbling through the dark until you even understand the idea of like what the fuck is going on with everything. Like you have to discover things that are not things because it's amalgamations of things.
Yeah.
And then you have to discover like quantities of things and the weights of things and then somehow connect together that one thing is many things.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's like little things that were crazy is like somebody one day literally looked around and went, this, there is something here. They're like, when I move my hand and I feel it, it's because there's this invisible substance is something. Like somebody had to, that was like a
they
crazy
called it
concept.
The juice. The grape but juice. It,
and they that was what, they persecuted him.
And he was immediately executed for bringing awareness to the fact that there
just,
was something.
I just like the idea. I like the idea, though, in my head. It's somebody just found weed one day and smoked a lot of it or had some psychedelic.
They definitely
and just one
did that.
Day was like, just was like waving his hands around and he's like, what is the this?
Yeah. No one ever executed any, like, you know, RF engineers for anything. Mm-mm. Or mathematicians.
No, only
the thing about
scientists
too, like,
and
that's why.
Yeah,
the that's why when I brought up the like the Avogadro's number thing, because before that, chemistry made no sense. People would be like, why is it that I could take, you know, 1 gram of this thing and it reacts with this much of this? It's like people were building reaction tables where it was like there's no predictability. You have to just.
No, John, there probably definitely was.
Find out everything.
I realize that. I'm like, wait, no, that's, yeah, that's pretty much who they killed exclusively.
For mathematicians who were executed.
John's like, I'm going to fact check that. No, I'm sure. Turing, I guess, but that.
I just want to say one thing about the table. They were building tables of everything because you could get no reproducibility. There was no predictability. You had to just empirically do everything. So you're like, if I want to react, if I want to know how much water reacts with this, I got to react water with everything and build a table with every single thing it could react with. So Corey found something where a dude was doing that, except the level of their science was so bad. So he was trying to react, I think, an acid with stuff. And he's just like, acid, I put it in water, doesn't do anything. I put it on sand, fizzing. He's just like writing the things down.
That
I
was
know what language
straight up
in.
Me as a kid.
Yeah,
with chemicals
exactly.
in my dad's garage. In the garage.
Bugs in the backyard.
Yeah, exactly. Will. One of the entry was ants.
Yeah,
and it said no visible reaction or something. And I'm like, okay,
actually,
the level
right.
of science. The guy was taking acid and putting it on. Anything. And it's like an ant is not like a single thing. It's like such a useless thing. It's just like I said, he's putting on everything. It's just like grass.
What
nothing.
Element is ants?
Wow, acid plus ants equals fire. This is fascinating.
But it's like Kevin said, it's literally a toddler science. But that's where they were at. It's just like
chemistry is like looking at a fucking CD that has a bunch of data written on it and then trying to make sense of it. it took actually hundreds of years to sort through it and you realize like what information
isn't
useful.
Thousands, I think.
Thousands
but
of
it
years?
Was,
I think, yeah. I mean, they've been doing that stuff.
Imagine, like, most of the progress was made. Like, progress, like, rapidly accelerates, like, the more and more of the patterns you have figured out.
But even the ancient Greeks, I think, came up with atomism. I think they were one of the big proponents, where they're like, we believe everything is built from extremely small particles that you can't see. And people were like, are you high? Like, did you do drugs?
So anyway, we killed every single one of them.
And then we killed them.
But it's just like, imagine when at some point someone proposes that. I believe everything in this world is made from little building blocks that nobody can see. And everyone's like, okay, buddy. like nice theory.
No, it's psychotic. And the fact that there's so many recipes of the building blocks that you usually don't even get to see the building blocks is actually a miracle that anything was figured out. Yeah.
The thing that I think is cool, though, is there were a few things that kind of fundamentally accelerated it. And it was something called, I think it was the law of definite proportions. And I think if I was a scientist back then, I would, if I discovered this, I would have, I'm saying
I thought you said I would have discovered this if I was.
No, no, if I discovered this.
You would have fucking died of dysentery if you were a scientist back then.
You would have been nailed to the front of a church.
No, but like, I think there are things that would make, I would say it's like a discovery that in my mind would feel spooky, because like part of it was people were doing, they had the ability to do certain reactions, particularly with like carbon, oxygen, and they're making CO2. And what they found, this was the law of definite proportions and multiple proportions. They were doing simple math, just like how much you put in, how much you get out. But they were doing, and then they were dividing it by another reaction they did. And every time they did it, it was always whole numbers. They were like the amount, when they did a little bit of simple division, it was always like the ratio of oxygen to carbon was a perfect number. And they kept doing other reactions, and the guy just kept getting perfect numbers. And he's like, This is weird. Like, we're putting in weird fractions and we're always getting perfect numbers out. And that was like one of the big discoveries, because the guy's like, things are combining on a basic like block level,
like a linear,
like
level,
one to two ratios. But it was like the math just kept giving these perfect numbers, and it just kind of, these were like some of the basic things that people discovered where it's like undeniable proof that something's going on. But I think it would be spooked out, like if you're just doing all these experiments and you just keep getting these like perfect numbers. In my mind, it's like just,
I would think I was doing something wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like you're like, but then when you prove you're not, you're like, why? So the universe is like in these perfect numbers. Like it's just, I don't know why I find it like very, it feels like something weird is going on in the numbers.
I think I would like compare it to imagine like chemistry is like food, like recipes, like full things, like a pie and a soup. And you're like, all right, come up with all the ingredients that exist based off of this pie and this soup and this sandwich.
All the different combinations.
All the different combinations of all the different ingredients. And it's like, give me the ingredients. And you're like, what the fuck? You're like, what am I supposed to?
Yeah.
Like, it's amazing.
Yeah, like show me everything you can make with like these four ingredients.
You don't give them the ingredients, so they have to figure out the ingredients based off the things that they made. Like you're given the final product. You have nothing to analyze. Yeah. You have to like just figure out what's different.
Yeah, you have like this, you have a bunch of rocks and you're like, okay, tell me what's the same ingredient in all these rocks.
Yeah, and you're like, I don't fucking know. Like, how do you figure this out? How do you even test for it? Like,
what I also think is interesting is before chemistry was really a thing, it in a certain way, I think we're back at, you know, in a way, the days of chemistry discovery, because it was just
we're
done.
We have to start over with delete
with
all
AI.
The devices.
No, I'm saying that it was literally just done by rich people who wanted to flex on their friends. It was all a clout thing. It was entirely, I have no reason to work. I'm just going to do stuff and I want to go to parties.
It was like
and
what trust fund kids did. Was
yeah,
like
it's like they, this magic trick.
Yeah.
And it was like you'd blow people's minds. And so then you would try to write a paper. So everyone goes, oh, you're the smart guy who discovered this. And one of the big things that changed was around, I forget, in the 1800s. I think it was Lavoisier, like, you know, the guy who kind of is like the godfather or grandfather or whatever of chemistry. I think it was him or someone else found out that you can use chemistry to find out if there's gold or precious metals or certain metals in a rock. Mm. And the moment stuff like that happened, people are like, oh, you said money? Mm-hmm. Like suddenly it had a purpose. And then you immediately have industry take over. Academia is like, we got to teach this to people so
this
they can
is
like,
why fucking
they can mine.
Drugs and bombs get kids into chemistry. Yeah. It's like, I want to do drugs. I want to do bombs.
Yeah.
They fucking,
but they don't even care about money back then.
They don't care about money. It's like, but give it, me these I think substance it abuses.
I think it hijacked. And in no ways it led to a lot of innovation, but I think
the
I said we're back at
took
the,
over. It sucks. I know.
But I'm saying we're back at the heyday because with YouTube,
yeah,
there's now that factor where people,
we are the trust fund scientists.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. But no, I'm saying you don't even need to have a massive channel now to be, you know, self-sustaining or to just pay for your experiments. And you're back at the thing where you're like, I'm going to do this not because it's making society better, but people will watch it
because
it's cool.
Money.
Yeah, like the university would never do this for research. There's no point, but there might, you know.
But it looks cool.
Yeah.
And people are willing to look at it. So there's reason to dedicate resources into doing this thing that's just kind of cool.
I mean, that's basically my second channel.
And they might discover something along the way, like how to fix your Ford Taurus.
No, people do, though. How to what? How to what?
I said it's basically like my second channel.
Yeah, I saw you guys. Your farming's going.
Thank you.
When are you guys gonna revolutionize the farming industry?
I'm thinking probably it's probably already happened.
Yeah, I think we're in a transformative period of farming.
People are watching
right
what
now.
We're doing, and they're saying they're like realizing that they shouldn't do any of it.
Yeah, yeah, people. I was gonna say they're trying to nail us to the front of a church too.
It's not necessarily what you're teaching them. It's what you're not teaching.
It's what we're teaching
it's
them.
It's
not
what you're doing.
Do.
Yeah, exactly. It's not what you're doing. It's you get it. You get it. What's the opposite of a role model?
What's the opposite of a role model?
Like someone who's so bad that you look at that and go, I will never be like that.
That is kind of a role model in a way.
This is, I guess, a role model. Is there an opposite? It just says role model. Like
it says villain, but no.
It doesn't say what role they are, they have.
No, but you know what I mean? Like they're not necessarily a bad person.
Oh,
but it's like
a case study.
Okay.
A statistic.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. That's probably the most fitting one. You guys are case studies, farmer case studies.
I think that our goal is to just I genuinely all I want to do is I am 10 years old. That's my whole the second channel is like what's like your intrusive thought? What's just like the barrier to making like taking action on a thought has been brought down to the bare minimum. So it's like
it must be freeing,
right?
You know,
it's like how do we farm? You're like, you think I'm gonna do a bunch of fucking research to actually figure out how to do it? Yeah. Right? Hell no! I'm just gonna plant shit and see what happens. We're literally the fucking golden age of scientists. We're just doing shit without any reason, and people. It's like because
we're
I know
rich,
that lots of people
kids.
Have done this already, and they know that we're doing it wrong.
Have you guys ever played the sand game, the flash game, the sand game?
I have no idea what that is.
There's different powders. You click on your cursor on the screen and sand starts pouring out of it. You can make sand out of water, gunpowder. You know what I'm talking about, John?
What the
I think
fuck?
I've heard
what
of that.
That's how chemistry used to be, man. Like that's basically we were all chemists when we were kids.
The sand game.
Yeah.
Look it up.
What the fuck have I seen?
Dude, you've definitely seen
it.
I
remember seeing it.
There's like the infection one where you click and it starts to infect everything else.
Wait, this is really cool.
You can make...
Is that piss? What is it?
You can make like whole like, you know, factories and like self-sustaining
Whoa.
Stuff.
This is like some fucking awesome particle simulation.
Oh, yeah, yeah. This is a weird one though. I don't remember having meteors. Also, where's the gunpowder in the C4? Oh, there's coal. Okay. Oh, yeah. So it's like, you know, coal will make... You can like soil will make coal and then you can make like, you know, just like a loop basically. If you... Do everything just right. You can make walls and
wait, this is cool as hell.
There's a lot better ones than this. There used to be a really good one hosted, I think, on Jagex, like on the RuneScape.
Oh god.
On like one of the other games they made. Yeah, I think like that one. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, anyway, that's chemistry.
I didn't really get a lot of computer time when I was a kid. My parents kept the computer from me. Probably because I kept trying to get porn.
Oh, no.
Same.
No, I didn't. I was a good boy. I just played StarCraft and Neopets and only accidentally stumbled across porn websites when looking for cheat codes for video games.
Yeah.
Because cheat.com.
I thought it was gross.
Cheat.com did not have cheat codes.
Oh, no way. Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Hmm. Me and my friend were looking for cheats and we're like, this
you know,
just go to cheat.com.
You know, one of the worst experiences I had, I mean, I guess it's not the worst. It was a shocking experience as a kid. Do you know the website break.com?
Yeah. Sounds it was kind of like an e-bombs world kind of thing. Just like a general like forum and games and news.
Yeah, exactly. Like it was just like a video, one of the early video platforms that had some flash games as well. Very wholesome. But their old name was, I could be wrong.
Misinformation.
I think their old name, and you would see it in their videos, they would watermark it. I think it was big-boys.com.
Interesting. What was it about?
Don't type that in,
John.
Don't
you dare type that in.
No. Do it.
Is it? No. Just Google bigboys.com. What is this? Just ads?
This looks like just your ads.
The hell is this?
Yeah, break.com was formerly big-boys.com. It's on the Wikipedia page. Formerly big-boys.com.
What happens if you go to that website now?
I don't know, but viruses? This is the problem.
Do it,
my friend and I tried to go to the website, and I was like, yeah, we should go to big-boys.com. And my friend goes, that sounds like it could be a really bad...
Smosh bought it? What the fuck? Whoa. It just goes to smosh.com.
Wait, what?
It just redirects.
Whoa.
No fucking way.
I bet people that knew that were just like waiting for it the whole time. Like,
that I was not expecting. Me that. Neither. That's hilarious.
So my story is that we thought big-boys sounded like it was probably some, porn thing. So my friend was like, "Hey, we're probably misremembering. It's probably bad-boys.com."
That one's actually.
I will tell you that was.
Go to that website.
Bad-boys was not the correct website.
How much time did you spend on bad-boys.com?
The image was burned into my I remember exactly what it looks like.
Worse than Goatsy?
It's very Goatsy-esque.
Okay.
I would say there was a I remember the site was very psychedelic.
Yeah.
It had like it's like the welcome page of a website, but it's like I remember it having jagged edges, maybe like it's not like a star, but like with many circle, but with like lots of little jagged edges. Does that make sense?
Seared into his memory, dude.
I know.
And it's multicolored and popping out. Was a naked dude's butt with someone pulling it open and someone, dude. I think, leaning forward and putting their tongue into his butt.
A video?
Locked, burned no, it was a photo. Into
a
his
photo.
Neurons.
It was a photo.
Hard-coded a photo. Into his brain. His children are going to have this image burned into their brain, too. Like, that's how deep. Yeah, uh-huh.
And genetic it trauma? Was, my yeah. friend and I were just, we saw that, I think we were like, we screamed, because we thought, we did not expect that.
Oh man!
Was it like a joke website, like a troll website?
No, it was a porn website.
Okay, okay.
It was just a straight up porn website. But we thought we were avoiding anything because we thought bigboys.com, like that sounds
right.
And we're like, bad okay, boys. Bad boys. That's like the movie, bad boys.
What you yeah. gonna do? What you gonna we do got, when you?
And guess what? That you website. I'll tell you this. I'll tell you this much. Will. Only in this moment am I realizing that the legislation that required pornographic websites to ask if you're 18
was meant
that
for you.
That would save me.
Yeah.
That website mm-hmm. did not have that.
Man, we
that
really was, grew up was, in like
that website
the
did not have that.
Oh yeah, man.
Of internet.
Yeah, jump scare.
And
crawling, yeah. slogging through.
I think it took me a little while to understand what I saw.
It sounds like you still don't.
Yeah, you're still coping with it.
I was like 10 or something. Like I was shocked.
You're like, yo, this goes against all the rules they teach us in school.
we got out of that website.
Wash
so
your hands
fast.
After taking your shit, Jesus Christ.
How's your friend doing nowadays?
Is your friend okay?
I think no, he never recovered. No, I think he's fine. No, I do remember we both like I think we freaked out and we were so scared to look up bigboys.com because we thought it would be the same thing. We never went back to the website.
We never went back to the
until
internet.
It turned. I think we only went back when we found another video that had we saw the watermark for sure.
Mm,
What you gonna do when they come for you?
Bad boys, bad boys.
Trauma.
Who you gonna call?
What? What you gonna do when they tongue punch you? Bad boys, bad boys.
It was, I don't remember exactly what happened, but it was something like that. I remember it being very colorful, and
Nigel can't even like watch cops, and you know, like, he couldn't like
bad boys, like in the corner.
What you gonna do? Anytime I hear actually bad boys, I think of that
experience. You actually?
How could you not, yeah, man?
Dude, that is actual childhood trauma. What a great note to end a podcast. Mm-hmm.
Actually, I didn't even know if you search big-boys.com.
Wait.
No, on Google.
Are you? You never want to see this again, or are you trying to find it?
No, I think he has to. He needs closure.
Okay, this is exposure therapy.
Yeah,
I'm saying if you search it on Google, the first result is Smosh Store.
Bad boys, big boys. What was it again?
Big-boys.com. The first result is Smosh Store.
Yeah, yeah.
Why did they buy that?
Because it's funny.
Were they traumatized as well?
No. You said bad boys, not big boys.
They didn't buy it.
Don't go to bad-boys.com.
That's different than big
bad
boys.
Bad boy mowers? The fuck is that?
It's not okay. Here's how I know it's bad. It's not showing up in Google search. No, just go to dot. Delete the dot. Yeah, it won't go to it. No, just boys.com. Insert. No, search for the .com, too.
Yeah, it won't show up. Does that mean it's...
I searched it. It's nothing. You can buy the website.
Oh, Nigel, you should buy it.
Buy it, please.
Buy this domain.
How much? Does it say?
Give me a lot.
I'm checking.
I wouldn't pay anything less than $500 for...
Minimum offer is $2,000 USD.
That's fucking cheaper than we paid for opensauce.com.
I should buy it.
You know, there's a non-zero chance somebody's going to buy it and put a picture of a.
you could make an offer.
I'll buy it and redirect.
Tell them if you give it to me for free, I'll rebuild it.
Redirect it to Smosh's big boy.
Redirect it to Nile Red.
Yeah. Do that.
Redirect it to OpenSauce.com.
I'm gonna pay $2,000. That's insane.
Yeah, you could offer them like $500. Offer them $100. You know, I sent a website to Michael Reeves the other day. It was bad. I don't even want to say what it is here, and he immediately bought it.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. I can't say it publicly. It's really fucking funny.
What's kind of funny is like you can buy websites, and I think because for a while they came out with the .red website, and I was like, I of course want Nile.red because that's just the whole website.
Yeah.
I look it up and it was like this guy was parking it and he's like $5,000. Yeah. And I'm like, hell.
Someone
no.
did that to me. Too.
And I went and put a reminder and it was 3 years later. I got a ping. This domain's available. I think I got it for $50.
Yep. Nah, dude, people are fucking assholes. I really, really hate domain parking like that. It's such a worthless.
Yeah.
Like addition to it's makes me so
yeah,
mad.
Just leech. That's the parasite class.
Such a fucking leech thing to do.
Guys, we have to go to Big Boy restaurant.
Bob's Big Boy?
Maybe. No, it's just bigboy.com, no dash.
This is a restaurant. I can't tell if you hate this website or you love this website.
I'm trying to get closure, man.
Double deckers? Okay, wait, where is this? Oh, it is Bob's Big Boy.
Oh, wait, we've
catering
been there.
Over Michigan and
this
Ohio.
Great.
Yeah, this is okay. We mean great.
Greatest. I thought it was...
Bob's Big Boy, that's what it is.
It is. Is there only one of these?
No, there's a bunch, I think.
I guess...
This is when we went to, like... Peter
can
get when we went
it.
To your
yeah,
old
Burbank?
Work.
Yeah. There's less and less every year, though.
Oh, wait, no, this... I was
it was a weird
big,
restaurant.
Wait, no.
Yeah. It was like... There's a lot going on.
I wasn't
a
looking
lot
at Bob's
stuff
Big
on the
Boy.
Menu.
Just another Big Boy.
Kind of like a fucked up...
It says it's in Michigan and Ohio.
I'll never be able to go to Bob's Big Boy the same.
There's
only gonna be one thing on my mind when I'm eating at Bob's Big Boy.
Oh,
don't
no.
ruin this for me, Will. I liked this restaurant. I like the what is your thing? It's like a steak, like a pastrami sandwich or something?
No, it's just like some fucking Big Mac
burger
thing, basically.
Okay.
So yeah. All right.
Do they have
All right, let's end the podcast. I want to hear about the Michael Reeves domain.
10 p.m. for you. Yeah, I want to tell you the
URL. Yeah, I'm an hour late. Okay, bye.
I'll see you guys next week.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.